With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced plans to accelerate the creation of a new development bank and set up an international energy cooperation platform. He made those announcements at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit Monday. Leaders from Russia and India also attended that summit, where Xi pledged $1.4 billion in loans, the organization's numbers over the next 3 years. Americans wrapping up the long Labor Day weekend, a holiday always celebrated on the first Monday in September. Businessman and author Richard Battle says Labor Day has its roots in America's founding.
It's our founders that gave us our economic system and political freedom that gives us the individual right to pursue happiness so we can try to work the jobs that we want. Work as hard as we want, where we want, when. We can change careers midstream. We have the freedom to choose our labor for our lifetimes, and that's unique in the world.
President Trump says he's awarding former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani the Presidential Medal of Freedom, announcing the honor 2 days after his longtime ally was injured in a traffic accident. Giuliani was lauded for leading New York following the 9/11 attacks. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Giuliani says he is recovering from a fractured vertebra and other injuries following that weekend car crash in New Hampshire. He won 6 Super Bowls as head coach of the New England Patriots, but in his first game as a college coach, Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels just didn't have it Monday night. They've gotten blown out by TCU. 48-14. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Michigan.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a physician's assistant can continue her lawsuit against University of Michigan Health West. Valerie Klusterman says she was fired by the hospital after she refused to participate in a sex change operation, citing her Christian faith. Kayla Toney of First Liberty Institute, which is representing Klusterman, says, quote, "This decision is a reckoning for institutions that discriminate and punish caring people of faith." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Texas measure would allow private citizens to sue doctors and others who provide abortion pills that end up in the state. First of its kind provision would open a new tool in the state's fight against the drugs. It would also likely trigger new legal battles as well. Chemicals are now the main way abortions are carried out in the United States. This is SRN News. Rebel group in Sudan says a devastating landslide wiped out a village in Darfur. At least 1,000 people are dead. And that earthquake in Afghanistan, death toll there stands at 800. More than 2,000 people have been hurt. BBC correspondent Yogatela Mai describes the scene.
We have been told from several sources and from the Taliban government as well that there is large-scale destruction in the area. The Taliban government is saying that they've heard that there are villages that have been completely destroyed and that masses of people are feared trapped under the rubble. But this is mountainous terrain. It's extremely challenging to reach even in the best of times. So that's really hampering rescue and relief operations.
Officials say it's not known how many villagers still may be trapped in the rubble, but one official says the death count likely will climb dramatically. More details at srnnews.com.